Best Practices in Screening Ministry volunteers. Background checks are a vital step in protecting children and vulnerable populations. By Kim Roberts. As part of a comprehensive plan to protect children and other vulnerable populations in their care, churches and other ministries should conduct thorough background screenings. During a webinar sponsored by the Evangelical Council for Abuse Prevention, ECAP, DJ Paxton, CEO of Compass Abuse Prevention Services, explained the importance of background checks of an overall screening process for volunteers. Before carrying out a background check, the church or ministry ought to establish clear criteria for the volunteer, communicate its expectations for the role, along with required screening and training. It should also conduct an interview with a consistent set of questions that help evaluate the potential volunteer's motivation and commitment. After completing those steps, then conduct a background check that complies with the state's requirements. Paxton said it is not only volunteers who will be directly serving children that should be screened, but any who will be in the environment and may come into contact with children. This includes board members and vendors. The two primary forms of background checks offered tend to be database checks and fingerprint checks. Again, Paxton recommended checking state requirements. A check should verify the person's identity, include a criminal history check, and verify if they are a registered sex offender. Paxton pointed out that information on sex offender registries is not always up to date, so take that into account. Other optional information to check, depending on the role, include employment history, education credentials, and credit history. Those overseeing volunteer screenings should understand that background checks may take several days to process and should keep that in mind when deciding a start date. Most ministries cover the cost of background checks, but some ask volunteers to contribute to the cost, but this may reduce the willingness of volunteers to participate. Another option is to ask donors to underwrite the cost of background checks. The price of a background check usually starts at about $20, Paxton said. There are limitations to background checks. They only provide a snapshot of the individual at that moment in time. Ministries should plan to conduct ongoing background checks at least every 3 to 5 years. Paxton said the majority of background checks will come back clear, but if a report is returned, organizations should have a policy in place for how to interpret the results. They should consider what reports will be red flags or automatic disqualifiers, accounting for the severity of the issue, the age at which it occurred, and the nature of the offense. Obvious disqualifiers include serious offenses like murder, sexual assault, and child abuse. If a volunteer refuses to submit to a background check, Paxton said that should be an automatic disqualification for service. In reviewing a background report, a ministry needs to adopt a balanced, fair, and consistent process for evaluating it. It should document the decision process and be transparent about the rationale for the decision, then communicate it clearly to the applicant, giving them an opportunity to provide an explanation. Ministries should also conduct thorough reference checks that can reveal potential red flags and help the organization assess the skills and qualifications of the applicant. ECAP President Jeff Dalrymple believes they should include one personal, one professional, and one pastoral reference. More information about child safety standards and the screening process can be found at the ECAP website. The webinar will also be available as a recording